What's one of the things that we always say whenever we talk about public proposals and those proposals that are, you know, maybe on the big screen or just like at a restaurant where there's a lot of people and stuff like that?
You hate them. I think they're really romantic and
I know.
Sweet.
I cringe. I do. I cringe.
I mean, this coming from, I was proposed to on the radio.
Like yeah.
My husband came up with this elaborate scheme. He dressed up as a knight in shining armor, crashed the show. He coordinated it with my old previous partner, and it was a big thing. He had made sure everybody was listening.
Yeah. I mean, what a great moment that was.
It was a grand
gesture. Absolutely. That's your story. Is a fantastic knight in shining armor right there on the air. I mean, what more public a display? He obviously was very confident in your answer.
Absolutely.
But even if your answer is...
My answer actually was thank you.
Well, yeah, true. Right. But I'm saying like...
For making this the best day of my life, but it came out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for proposing. All right, bye. That's like, I love you. Okay.
Okay.
That's like one of the worst responses you can get when you're really opening yourself up. Will you marry me? Thanks.
That takes the wind out of the sails a little bit, doesn't it?
I love you. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
I mean, but how many times in your life have you had to, maybe not the proposal, but how many times in your life had you had to maybe dodge the I love you with some sort of response where you're like, I don't necessarily reciprocate that.
Well, yeah, no, I had an ex-boyfriend one time like text me that for the first time. I was at the mall.
Well, to be fair, I texted it to you too.
You did. I was like, thank you. I really appreciate.
See, I got the thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. I love you too, sweetie.
All right. I appreciate it. Anyways, yeah, you were at the mall and I cut you off. Sorry.
Yeah. No. I was at the mall and I get a text message. That's how he drops that on me for the first in a text message. And first of all, not there yet. It was like a month in.
Right.
Second of all, text.
Right. That's when you text back, who's this? Who's this? Oh, shoot.
Oh.
What are
we talking about?
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna do two things. One, we're gonna play like the short message that we actually like video message that we got from our listener who wants to remain anonymous. And she also asked if we do, she gave us permission to play it, but she said, please disguise my voice if you do.
Don't share the video for crying out loud.
Right,
don't
exactly.
Post the video.
Don't post the video. We won't do that. No, we won't do that.
Okay.
But she did follow up with also a DM to us, kind of explaining a little bit more. So, anyways, long story short, it involves a proposal, a public proposal.
Oh, wow.
And now she's feeling like this snowball is going down the mountain, getting bigger, 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 bigger.
Oh, boy.
And it's kind of like a runaway train. Okay.
So methinks she said yes, but now having some regrets.
Kelly, do you think we play our listener's message first, then follow it with the DM she sent us?
I think so, yes.
Okay. So we got this DM and video from a listener, wants to remain anonymous. On a path she doesn't really know how to get out of, she sent us this.
My fiance and I have been together for 3 years now, and I am just on this train that I don't know how to get off of. This marriage of ours, it's planned for this summer, and I'm already thinking about how am I going to divorce him, and how long do I have to wait to make that happen? I mean, I can't cancel the wedding at this point, but how do I dump him and tell him I don't love him?
Yeah, so we got that, and then we got a follow-up DM from this same listener.
Okay, so, yeah, she says, basically, what I was saying is that I'm engaged to be married this summer. The wedding's a few weeks away. I'm having major second thoughts about the whole thing. As I said, been together for 3 years. We've mm-hmm. been going through the motions for a while. He mm-hmm. proposed in public on Valentine's Day. I said yes, so I wouldn't embarrass him, even though I knew I didn't want to marry him. I thought I would just have a chat with him later, tell him my real feelings, but now it's just snowballed out of control, and I blinked, and now we're getting married in a few weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
So how do I cancel everything?
Oh, wow.
And I, you have to cancel everything. Like,
I don't think it's better to do that than
to go
through a divorce.
Through
how expensive would that be?
Yes. Yeah, I think anybody would tell
say
you that. Yeah, don't go ahead and get married and then get divorced later, especially if you know there is. It doesn't sound like she's really on the fence about maybe it can work.
Right.
It sounds like it's not going to work. I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this.
And you know, they probably tried to do something romantic on Valentine's Day. And then all of a sudden he springs the whole, will you marry me? In probably what she did, probably a restaurant or something like that.
Well,
and
yeah, she said in public somehow.
In public somehow. Right.
But
right.
And here's my question though. It's like, how did you know from the get-go, even before he proposed, it should have been a no? How did you not have a conversation at least a couple of days later? At least a couple of days later. How did we let us know both to get here?
I don't know. Maybe he immediately told people, and then all of a sudden, it's just, you know what I mean? It's like sometimes life goes faster.
Public, people saw it, yeah.
People saw it, then all of a sudden, like, he's calling his mom and his parents, and then he's like, aren't you going to call yours? And you're like,
and then they're like, we're so glad that you're like, going to be in the family. And then
it's like, let's get married this summer. Okay, why wait? Right.
Okay.
Why wait?
Okay. That's probably what happened.
And so, yeah. So all of a sudden,
let everybody else down too.
Right. And so now all of a sudden she's like, has these, and maybe, look, I'm going to try to maybe put myself in her mind a minute and think, okay, maybe then all of a sudden she's like, okay, I thought I didn't want to get married to him. I said yes. Maybe that's my subconscious saying that's what I really want. All of a sudden it's spinning out of control and I'm trying to picture myself married, and I'm trying, you know, maybe
you're trying to get in the mindset.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe before she has this conversation, she's trying to convince herself that yes, marriage is where I want to go with this. But all the time, that nagging thought in the back of her head is no, no.
Yeah, and then, maybe that is what's really telling her, nope, this is not for you.
Yeah. And then, you know, she blinks and all of a sudden it's like, hey, so are you going to call the caterer? And she's like,
oh, gosh. But yeah, I know it just sounds like the worst thing on planet Earth to cancel a wedding with all the things, all the people involved, and you don't want to let everybody down. But that is better to do that than to go through the motions, stand up in front of everybody,
oof,
in front of the Lord, and say, yes, I do forever and forever. And then later, like, divorce him or one of you. Know,
yeah.
Then you have to figure out, okay, how long do I have to wait to divorce him? Yeah, no.
I think you gotta rip the Band-Aid off.
You do.
And you just gotta set him down and say, hey, I know you're excited.
Yes.
And you know what? Someday you'll make a great husband.
It's not you.
Just
it's me.
Not to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Andrew says, if you got to convince yourself to marry him, he ain't it.
And yeah, it should be easy.
It doesn't sound like she's ever been on the fence about not wanting to marry him. Like, she knew from the get-go, she just didn't want to embarrass him in front of everybody that he was proposing in front of.
And you know what? Maybe that's why he did it.
Oh, yeah, probably. Maybe.
Maybe he felt that, too, that you two were, you know, kind of drifting apart and was like, you know what? You know what's going to fix this?
The glue is going to be a proposal.
The glue's going to be this fat ring I get her.
Yep. Oh, gosh. No, that is the worst. That's the worst. But we have got to not let the wedding happen.
Okay. Well,
I don't know how you do that or what that looks like.
Thanks for reaching out to us. I feel like it was a desperate plea of tell me what I need to hear.
Oh, that's a last minute Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
and
get
so
me out of this right now.
Even
I'm in a sinking boat.
That's right.
Life preserver.
Even if the wedding is this weekend, you cancel it.
You got to pull the plug.
You got to pull the plug and just say, hey, this ain't happening. You know,
and just be honest with them too. You know, and just say, listen, I know you felt it too, that we've just been going through the motions. And I just feel like neither one of us, we both deserve more.
Yeah. Yeah.
You deserve to be happy. Right. You need someone that's going to be all in with you. And yes, she needs to say all those things. And then she could say, if you could just go ahead and tell your family, that'd be great. Okay, thanks.
If you could just go ahead and
if you can tell everybody, I'm sorry, I love you, bye.
Tell your friends, that'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Gosh.
Yeah, we feel for you. But yeah, again,
I hate confrontation, and that's about as big of a confrontation
right?
as you could have.
Right.
And I get it. Like, mm-hmm. I feel a pit in my stomach for you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, good luck. We're all thinking of you.
Let
us know how it goes.
Good luck.
And good luck, yeah, for sure. And keep us posted on that. But
and
yes,
do not invite us to the wedding.
100%.
You are not getting the Michael Graves toaster, no matter how much you want it.
I would dangle that. I could carry it in front of you and say, hey, if you get married, this is in your future. No.
Nope.
Even I can't say that.
It's
so
not what we do.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with you. And I know it's a tough conversation that you're going to have, but you got to do that.
I don't envy you, but you got to do it. It's the best thing to do.
Got to do it. All right.